This is an IELTS Energy podcast, episode 1097, Group Conversation for Hard Riding Choices.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today you get a native conversation about one of the toughest IELTS writing task 2 questions. Are there too many choices today? Listen up today so you're ready for this topic with a strong opinion and high-scoring examples.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th. Hey, everyone. Welcome today. This is fun to be here. How are y'all doing?
Fantastic.
Doing good.
What about
doing
you?
Good.
Excellent. I'm excited about this today because for all of you listening who are studying for IELTS, not only is this great listening practice of multiple speakers for the listening sections that have multiple speakers, but also we're talking about a common IELTS question from, there's a list of the toughest IELTS task 2 questions. And this is one of those that some people believe nowadays that we have too many choices. And you can have to write a whole essay about whether you agree or disagree with that statement. So this is going to be really helpful on multiple levels.
I've seen this question come up on the real exam, guys, a few times over many years, but also I see it on a lot of like practiced test questions. And anytime Aubrey and I, we grade a lot of essays, anytime I see a student choose this, it's always really tough for them. It's a broad question. Like, how do we interpret it? How do we approach it? So that's why, guys, listeners, you're so lucky to hear all four of us today talk about what this question means and what our opinions are.
Yes, exactly. And if you're listening and you have not yet subscribed to our Conversations and Coffee, this is sort of a sneak peek of what that looks like. You can get a conversation like this each week. So to check that out, go to allearsenglish.com/fast. You also get a vocab lesson and a quiz. So it's perfect IELTS practice for the listening exam and just practice to understand fast conversations in English. So check that out. And I'm excited to hear you guys' take on this. So Michelle, tell us first, what's your first thought when we talk about, like, do you feel like you have too many choices? Where does your mind go?
Wait, so sorry. The question is...
Yeah, so some people believe nowadays that we have too many choices.
Yes.
Kind of broad. We're not, you know,
hard
narrowing
question,
it in
right?
for you. To what extent do you agree or disagree?
If I have too many choices. Okay.
Yeah.
I agree very much with the statement.
Especially with that question.
I think there are so many choices out there in all aspects of life, from little choices to big choices, from what you're going to eat for lunch to who you're going to be, you know, friends with, how you find your friends, to where you travel to, especially a big choice now is like how you live in your life during the pandemic, you know, like those kinds of choices where it seems like, you know, almost like health choices to things like where you want to live. And so I feel that I personally struggle very much when I have too many choices. I am not a good decision maker. I can't I can hardly decide what to eat, what to eat for lunch, or where to go out, where to order from for dinner. And since I was a little girl, I always struggled with decision making. So sometimes I like it when someone is, you know, it's good because my husband happens to be much better at decisions. So we're a good match in that way that he will tell me like, oh yeah, let's just do this. And I'm like, okay. It's not to say, it's not the same thing as being like a pushover. More that I think I'm kind of a flexible person in many of the choices. So sometimes the just having too many choices makes me feel like, I don't know, like all of them are probably okay. Like if it's something I really don't want to speak up. So anyway.
I feel paralyzed by too many choices.
And then that's a great word.
And then you just choose to do nothing instead of like making the choice, right? Even like if I'm in if I go out to eat with a friend and there's, you know, some menus have like 100 options. Yeah. Like some menus are so huge. I don't even like bother reading everything. I'm there to talk to my friend. So I'll just close my eyes and point to something.
I
use that to like as a decision strategy a lot, actually. Because I don't care. It's all going to be good. Like just bring me food. I don't know.
I know. Sometimes in those decisions, it's like just whatever.
Right. That's not why you went to have dinner with your friend, as you said, too, Jessica. That's a fair point. I mean, there is a such thing as decision fatigue.
Totally.
Right? And some days when I make a lot of choices, I feel like I've just reached an end and I can no longer make a decision.
Totally.
And it's exhausting. And this can happen even in the grocery store. Just yesterday, that's a thing in American culture. I think we have a lot of choices for different products. It's
too
almost
many.
Overwhelming sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, I go to buy almond milk and there's like 5 different kinds of almond milk and it's just too much. It's too much. So
it is. So I
want to spend that brain power on something else,
totally.
Right?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So I think we all agree that there are too many choices.
Yes.
Right?
And I think
and
I really love
negative. Absolutely.
Yes. And I really loved Michelle's. I feel like everything Michelle said really pointed out what makes this a difficult IELTS Task 2 question, because you're brainstorming and all these ideas come, right? It's like restaurants and friends and what you do with your free time. And if you end up putting in all of those reasons, it ends up being a very low scoring essay because you kind of have to pick one thing and focus on it to support it. If you just have a whole bunch of reasons and nothing's supported, that's
where it's problematic. I did a bad job.
No.
Well, you're not taking the IELTS right now.
IELTS Task 2 essay, right? But I think that was a really good highlight to show our students our listeners, what makes it so difficult to pick one thing to focus in on. Yeah.
Because
there's
too many choices.
Too many choices.
Too many choices question.
Exactly.
That's very meta.
It's very meta.
That's the tough part. So you got to choose one context, right, Aubrey, Jessica? I mean, if we were answering this, on an IELTS essay, would we choose one context, whether it's choosing a car or shopping at the grocery store or in a menu with our friends?
Yeah.
Is that how we would answer that?
I would make this an opinion essay, and I would just choose two examples, right? Paragraph 2 is all about too many choices in grocery stores. And paragraph 3 is all about too many choices of things to watch or something. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, come on, how many streaming services are there? Talk about getting paralyzed, too. I waste so much time going through Netflix or choosing Netflix or Hulu or Amazon Prime or this.
Apple
and then
TV.
Once you're there, there's like 1,000 things. Ugh.
For sure. Interesting. I mean, this is what we've done to ourselves as a society, right?
Yeah.
We call this progress in a way, and we wanted this throughout the decades. But now what do? As we progress to the point where there are like hundreds of choices in every product, every technology, now where does it go? That's my question for the future, right?
Does it ever create contention for you guys? Like, we sometimes will try to decide where to go, and one of us will say, like, I'm fine with wherever you pick. Yeah. But then that person will throw out like a few different, and you're like, no, I don't want any of those. Like, you said everyone's. And the same with like clicking through everything. So you're like, I'm good with whatever. And then you try, no, not this, anything but this. And you're like,
sometimes it's easier to know what you don't want than what you do. So like when somebody starts suggesting things, it's like, no, not that.
No, actually not that though.
Yeah.
For sure. And then you just end up getting mad and not going to eat anywhere or not watching anything because you're like, this is annoying. I'm just going to read a book.
That never creates problems for me, actually.
Well, lucky you.
I don't know. know. Maybe my friends and I all like the same food or walking in the same park. I don't know. It's never, you know, I try to simplify things as much as possible because listeners, everybody, right? Life is not simple, like for anybody. So anytime you could simplify, I choose to simplify. So it's like, okay, you want to go hang out with a friend? We're going to go walk in this park. That is the only choice. Yeah. That's it. Yeah, just that's go really for a good. Walk.
Give yourselves one choice.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah, I've talked to my daughter about that because sometimes she'll text friends and she'll throw out several options. Yeah. But then it becomes really problematic because it's a group thread with multiple people and one wants to do this and one wants to do this. And now you have a huge mess. So I'm like, just pick one thing and be like, whoever can come and wants to do that, let's do that. Because otherwise,
she can I'm going here.
Yeah, because think about you can hurt someone's feelings if you're like, okay, well, we're going to do this thing that that one wanted to do, and you're not picking someone else's, and so they're not going.
Yeah,
all this drama of teenage girls.
Yeah,
that,
Like,
don't open it up to that. It, you know, limit the choices from the get go.
Well, that's why like traveling with a group of people is so hard too. Like trying to go on vacation with a lot of people, I just don't do that anymore. I don't do that.
Don't do it. Dangerous. I'll do max two. And then if I'm with four, we're splitting up a lot into twos. Like we'll meet for dinner and that's it. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. I ran into a big problem with that because we went to Mexico with a bunch of friends and the guys were going deep sea fishing. And so the girls are like, we'll go get manicures or something. And I was like, I would rather go deep sea fishing.
Totally.
I'm like, that's a creative
Bit. Oh my gosh.
I know. That
sounds awesome. I want to go deep sea fishing.
Yeah. I get manicures in that case. Oh my God. You could pull out a huge trout as opposed to getting your nails done.
It was so fun. I know. I'm like, I don't want to get my nails done.
That's awesome. That's fantastic. So guys, listeners, this is also on YouTube. I'll have you know if you are listening on the podcast. And if you found us on YouTube, we have a podcast. So guys, check out the IELTS Energy podcast, also the All Ears English podcast, if you're not familiar. And this is a great example of a group conversation you can get every week. Guys, check it out with a listening quiz, vocabulary, transcript. It's so amazing to prepare for IELTS and life after IELTS. So go to allearsenglish.com/fast. That's F-A-S-T.
Awesome. Thanks for joining me today, guys. This was really fun.
Definitely. Have a good
Super
one.
Super fun. Bye.
See you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.